With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Political writer Ben Domenech says Thursday night's presidential debate was a resounding defeat for Joe Biden and for Democrats.
Domenech says the very structure of the debate was an advantage for former President Trump.
In ways that allowed Joe Biden to just wrap himself in knots in front of us, failing to finish questions, losing his train of thought.
Domenech says Joe Biden's diminished capacity was on full display and could have a major impact on the November election.
Forget 4 years, after this election. Right now, this guy can't do the job.
Ben Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Hagner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court upends a 40-year-old decision that made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment and public health, among other things.
The court delivered a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests, ruling in cases brought by fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island. The justices overturned the 1984 decision known as Chevron. Billions of dollars are potentially at stake in challenges that could be spawned by the ruling. The heart of the Chevron decision says federal agencies should be allowed to fill in the details when laws are ambiguous.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Boeing Starliner spacecraft continues to have problems.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there's no rush to bring the astronauts home and more tests on the ground would be done first. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding that it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Venata ruled that the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Transgender and non-binary plaintiffs challenged the law because they said it denies them legal recognition. This is SRN News. The week on Wall Street dragged to a close.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street, erasing the market's gains for the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Friday, but remains close to the record high it set last week. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. The Dow slipped 45 points. That's about 0.1%. Nike dropped 20% after the shoe and athletic wear company missed Wall Street's revenue targets and cut its full-year sales guidance. Executives said they expected sales to decline by single digits in the current fiscal year, citing a challenging environment. Nike's dour outlook dragged other athletic apparel companies down with it. Foot Locker fell 2.4%. Under Armour gave back 2.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Cities can now legally ban homeless camping. The Supreme Court overturned a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that had claimed homeless camping bans are cruel and unusual punishment. More details at srnnews.com.